China's export policy, and Ghana welcomes Pope's apology over Catholic Church's role in slavery. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has called on the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, to strengthen enforcement of existing regulations aimed at protecting minors and preserving family values from harmful media content. EFZ Theology and Ethics Committee Chairperson, Bishop Joshua Banda, says while IBA already has policies prohibiting harmful material, implementation remains weak. Speaking during a meeting between EFZ and the IBA seemed strengthening broadcast standards for the protection of minors and the family unit. Bishop Banda stressed the need for both the church and the media regulator to act proactively rather than reactively in addressing the growing production of harmful content, especially in a Christian nation like Zambia. There is a gap that needs to be addressed. We need to be proactive and not reactive, and there should be positive surveillance to ensure content creators and producers are guided on a kind of content they put out, said Bishop Banda. Bishop Banda, who is also presiding bishop for North Mid Assemblies of God, added that the church supports freedom of expression and creativity among young content creators, but emphasized the importance of safeguarding the moral values that hold communities together. He also urged IBA to ensure broadcasters provide clear content classifications and disclaimers relating to language, violence, sexual content and other sensitive material to help parents, guardians and the public make informed viewing decisions. Bishop Banda further recommended the introduction of standardized decency guidelines. Instead of allowing individual media houses to classify their own content, arguing that the current system creates inconsistencies and loopholes in interpretation, and to enforce mandatory ratings and disclaimers on all content for public consumption. The church is commending advertising restriction on products that are harmful for minors during general viewing times, said Bishop Banda.
And under the government institution, we think that we can protect children, and the media content that is being broadcast, we believe, needs to be classified. So these are the areas we would like to have a discussion. Some kind of classification needs to be there. We must be able to carry disclaimers so parents and audiences can make informed decisions. You know that in other media sections we see rating PG-13 or 18. And then of course the idea of bringing these things.
ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC, ZCCMIH, has announced the signing of a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to develop and operate an integrated lime and cement production facility through a new entity, Dollar Lime Limited. The transaction is aimed at restoring production at one of the Copperbelt's longest standing industrial operations, Dollar Lime, which has played a role in supplying lime to Zambia's copper, construction and agricultural sections. ZCCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kekenenwa Muyangwa said the partnership marks a new chapter for a 95-year-old Copperbelt institution, transforming it into a modern and sustainable industrial operation. He said the agreement reflects ZCCMIH's active portfolio management strategy, adding that the company is bringing in a capable operating partner to provide investment, technology and scale. The revived facility will support the industrial renewal of Ndola and generate value for shareholders, said Mr. Muyangwa in a statement. And Wonderful Group Chief Executive Officer Huang Yaochi said restoring lime production at an industrial scale is critical to Zambia's continued economic growth, adding that the integrated lime and cement facility demonstrates the company's long-term commitment to Zambia's industrial development. The agreement, which became effective on 26 May 2026, will be implemented in three phases. Under the agreement, Wonderful Group will hold a 55% stake in the new venture through a $25 million United States dollars equity contribution and a $5 million United States dollar sharing loan. ZCCMIH will hold the remaining 45% through the contribution of operating assets from Limestone Resources Limited and the write-off of $9.8 million United States dollars in historic debt. This is contained in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by ZCCMIH Corporate Affairs Manager Loisa Mbata. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has warned that inconsistencies in government policy on maize exports could lead to Zambia losing regional markets to neighboring countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Mr. Banda said the frequent opening and closing of borders creates uncertainty among buyers and weakens Zambia's competitiveness in the regional market. Speaking on a featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said that unpredictable export regulations make it difficult for traders and buyers to plan, which may push them to source maize and millimeal from more stable markets. He further pointed to recent developments in Kasumbalesa border, where Congolese buyers are reportedly opting for cheaper millimeal from South Africa instead of Zambian maize products, suggesting that policy inconsistencies could be one of the contributing factors. Mr. Banda called for better, greater policy stability in the agriculture trade sector. There is need for consistency, especially where trade is concerned, said Mr. Banda.
Right. They say bring 1,000 heads of cabbage every week. You only supply 1 week. The following week, you say, no, I've run out. I need space to plant the cabbages. It will take me another 3 months to supply. Guess what? ShopRite will not wait for the 3 months. Absolutely. Okay. And the Congolese also, you know, you know, the Congolese were not really into farming. But right now, because, you know, these countries keep dividing. Right now, in Congo, there's a lot of activity in terms of farming. Very soon we might lose that market completely because they are also now, you know, they are.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated the need for global stability and peace, warning that ongoing conflicts continue to disrupt economies worldwide. The president cited rising fuel prices linked to the war in the Middle East, noting that such geopolitical tensions have had ripple effects on many countries, including increased costs of living and slowed economic activity. Speaking at State House in Lusaka today, when ambassadors from Norway, Tanzania and Indonesia, Greece, Gabon and Mexico presented their credentials, President Hichilema said peaceful relations among nations are essential for trade, investment and economic growth. This is why the UPND government believes that we must all work hard to ensure that our individual countries and our global community remain peaceful and secure, said President Hichilema. He emphasized Zambia's interest in strengthening cooperation with countries such as Indonesia and Mexico in key sectors including mining and industrialization, in line with the government's agenda of promoting investment-led economic growth. President Hichilema also thanked the respective heads of state for appointing ambassadors to Zambia, noting that their deployment represents a commitment to strengthening people-to-people relations and diplomatic partnerships. The president further called on the countries that represented their ambassadors to consider establishing embassies in Zambia, saying this would enhance diplomatic engagement and attract more investment opportunities. The ambassadors presented their credentials during a ceremony at State House, marking the formal commencement of their diplomatic duties in Zambia. In African news, Ghana has welcomed Pope Leo XIV's apology for the Catholic Church's historic role in slavery, describing it as an act of moral courage that was important in the global pursuit of truth, human dignity and justice. The Pope issued the clearest apology yet for the Church's involvement in legitimizing slavery and its delay in condemning it for centuries. The apology was published on Monday in the Pope's first major teaching document of his papacy, which also focused on the dangers of artificial intelligence, AI. Ghana was a major hub for the transatlantic slave trade when millions of people were captured and loaded onto ships, never to return home. Between the 16th and 19th centuries, 12 to 15 million Africans were shipped to the Caribbean, with about 2 million dying during the journey. Ghana has long been a leading efforts to compensation and apologies from Western nations for the slave trade. Coming up shortly, Israeli strike in Gaza City kills new head of Hamas military wing. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of